On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Well, thanks. How are you?
I am also very well. Also very well. What are we talking about today?
Well, last week we did a roundup of some interesting new films that are on the streaming services. There are still some independent theatres opening up around New Zealand, as we mentioned last week. So going to the movies is an option. There isn't a huge amount of new stuff coming out just yet. But I just wanted to point out this really weird and interesting new film that went up just last Friday on Amazon Prime Video that I checked out because it sounded interesting and I just haven't been able to stop thinking about it. It's called The Vast of Night.
The Vast of Night?
Yeah, and it's an independent film, but it doesn't sort of feel compromised in any way. And it's presented as an episode of a TV show called Paradox Theatre, which is this very on-the-nose riff on the old Twilight Zone series.
Yeah.
And so it starts off sort of playing out as like, tonight on Paradox Theatre. And you're watching it on the small 50s-style TV. And the movie starts off looking like a TV show with like the lines and everything, an old TV show.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then it expands out into a proper movie. And it takes place sort of just throughout this one evening in this small Texas town in the late 50s where this teenage girl has just gotten a tape recorder and her DJ friend is helping her use it. And they just kind of wander around town, and then she's a switchboard operator, you know, back when you used to have to plug people in to make calls.
Okay.
And this weird noise starts coming down and she kind of starts to investigate it and gets the DJ involved. And it's just a really weird film. Like, I don't think it's for everybody, but
yeah.
It just really stuck with me. It's shot in a really interesting way. It's got this very immersive sense of the late 50s. There's these insanely long tracking shots that sort of zoom along the ground and then behind houses. And there's also scenes where, like, there's this amazing scene that plays out where it's just the sound of a voice on a phone.
Oh wow.
And it's kind of that the power of not seeing someone
in a lot
of ways. And it's just so cool. And it's got a really interesting style to it and apparently really struggled to kind of get seen and before getting into the Slam Dance Film Festival. And I'd heard a little bit about it, but I wasn't quite ready for how kind of bold it was. It's kind of based on some pretty classic, long-standing sci-fi tropes.
Yeah.
But it has a very fresh approach to them. And the influences, like Dazed and Confused, was an influence
in terms of
sort of the residents of the town. And that film Zodiac was an influence. You can kind of see that in elements.
Right.
And I know it's just a one-off little specific recommendation.
It sounds awesome. I was going to say, just your sort of like description of the plot, I was immediately sucked into it. I was like, this is something I think I would enjoy. I'm a bit of a sci-fi nerd. And I like that. It sounds like it's got a kind of that sort of thriller-ish element to it too. Is that maybe fair?
Yeah, yeah. It's low-key in a lot of ways, and it's very sparse in a lot of ways. There's sort of long scenes where not a huge amount happens, but there's a sense of unease to it all. And I just really loved it, and I just wanted to recommend it.
Who directed this, Fabian?
Well, a guy called Andrew Patterson, but very strangely, there's no directing credit in the film.
Oh, weird.
And he kind of I found an interview where he talks about that. And it's just one of many sort of weird decisions made in the film that just, it sets it apart. You kind of realize that you can do a lot of fresh things with familiar ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's an argument for how, you know, even if there are no new stories, there are new ways to tell them, and this definitely does that.
We've just had a very nice text in, Fabian, from someone who said, please say thank you to Fabian for the recommendation of Bait, loved it, and The Assistant. Perfect thought-provoking movies. So.
Oh, good, good, yeah. Bait's another one that felt like a new approach to some old ideas, and I'm glad people are seeing that. So, yeah, awesome.
Go
Bait.
So if we want to see this film, remind us of the title.
It's called The Vast of Night, and it's on Amazon Prime Video.
Awesome. Well, it definitely sounds like something I'd be keen to check out. So thank you for bringing it to our attention, Fabian.
You're very welcome.
I hope you have a lovely weekend, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Fantastic. Cheers. Talk to you then. See you later.
See you then.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Sounds very intriguing.